It's been a dizzying week of news out of Washington with the fallout of President Trump's interactions with the president of Ukraine. Connecticut's congressional delegation has voiced support for the opening of an impeachment inquiry, which Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi announced on Tuesday. Joining us now to talk about all of this is Kevin Rennie. He's an attorney and columnist for the Hartford Courant. Good morning, Kevin. First off, do you think what the House Democrats are doing is appropriate?
I do. The thing to remember is that we always know more at the end of this process than we did at the beginning. This is not a complete gathering of evidence in an impeachment inquiry, and so this is what it's for. It's for to gather information and then act upon it.
So as we move further down the road, or Congress moves further down the road toward this possible impeachment, we're hearing comparisons to Watergate and Bill Clinton's impeachment. And I'm wondering, after everything that's happened this week, how apt you think those comparisons are?
Well, I think that impeachment proceedings and talk of impeachment, they do have some common elements. And remember, Watergate was first branded as a third-rate burglary, and 2 years later, Richard Nixon, having won 60% of the vote in his reelection, had to resign because he would otherwise have been impeached. And so these are often cast at the beginning as trivial and political. But then as they proceed, we learn that they aren't. One of the other common aspects of the impeachment, or we're seeing that this week, is that otherwise sensible people will say the most foolish things and in defense of their side. Certainly in the Clinton impeachment, Gloria Steinem and Nina Burley, two sort of public intellectuals, said things that they absolutely must regret now in defense of Bill Clinton. And and public figures are tested. And for instance, lately, two of the saddest words in the English language have been Ben Sasse. And he seemed yesterday to understand the gravity of this and appeared to be approaching it with an open mind, is willing to weigh the evidence that is before him.
Well, let me ask you, this week in particular has felt like we've reached a kind of political tipping point. You know, we have seen Democratic lawmakers, including Connecticut lawmakers, begin to back the impeachment idea. I wonder if we could talk about tipping points in the past in the Nixon and Clinton investigations.
Well, certainly in the Nixon investigation, it was what became known as the Saturday Night Massacre, when President Nixon ordered the firing of the special prosecutor at the time, Archibald Cox. That was nearly the end. A successor was appointed, but with conditions that made it really impossible for him to be fired, and that's what led to the release in August of 1974 of the devastating tapes that mm-hmm. prove that Richard Nixon had been part of the Watergate cover-up and had used his office and abused his power in order to protect his political fortunes. And that's what we'll see again here in this Trump impeachment investigation, is to what extent did the President of the United States use the powers of his office for his political fortunes.
I want to jump in. We have only about a minute left. But I just want to ask you, you know, there's a general view that the partisan divide and polarization in Washington is so deep. Would you say that the divide in these previous eras was the same, or is it worse today?
I think it's worse today. In 1974, it was the Republicans who went to Richard Nixon and said to him, you must resign. You have no more support. It's hard to see a Republican leader. Certainly, it's hard to see Kevin McCarthy going to the White House and saying, "You must go." And so we are going to discover to what extent our common democratic values still exist among our elected leaders in a time of great concern for American government.
Thank you. Kevin Rennie is an attorney and columnist for the Hartford Courant. Appreciate your time this morning.
You're welcome.